an organization that I think up to this point no one has ever heard of, Texas for Palestine. Well, I appreciate the sentiment, Texas for Palestine. I don't know anything else about them. However, they said that a bunch of us endorsed the Green Party. Well, this is not true at all. Let me read you the letter that was written, was shown to me, and I agreed with it. Together, we stand firm in our refusal to support any political party or candidate that has actively participated in and funded the unprecedented violence that has shocked the world. That's a statement of negation. It's negating, I'm not supporting any of this. We want to be absolutely clear. Don't stay home and skip voting. This is the section where apparently they took it and ran and did a ta'wil, where they made their own ta'wil that this indicates support of the Green, but doesn't support it. We can't support the Green Party. Nonprofit organizations such as Masajid, when you work in one, such as myself, you can't even ever endorse a politician or a party. You can state what happened. You can state how terrible this is. You can state things like that. And we do, after Jummah, we have a report now. Every Jummah now, our executive director stands up and gives us a report. What politician who had promised something and is doing the opposite, or is supporting something that is against the interests of Muslims, etc. When you take the position that we're taking here, on one hand, your conscience is clear. On the other hand, you risk total irrelevance. Once you say you're out, you risk total irrelevance. This year, make a statement by voting third party for the presidential ticket. That's the statement that they interpreted, and they interpreted because there's only one third party out there that we all know about. That's probably why they interpreted that. But he didn't say the Green Party, he said third party.
And there's Cornel West, so...
Okay, Cornel West is out there too. Equally important, vote all the way down the ballot for candidates and policies that stand for truth and justice, ensuring your voice is heard at every level. So that basically negates any specific party endorsement. I won't support the Green Party for another reason, because of how much in love they are with LGBTQ. Like, we don't need to touch it. There's not just one thing that's haram in the world. It's not like there's the number one bad thing in the world that's happening. Now we're going to play cozy with everybody else. Sheikh Hamza Maqbool talked about that in his post. And he said something similar. He said, Shaitan is the enemy, not Israel. Israel's one of them. But Shaitan is the main enemy. What, Shaitan is accept? Just because there is one really bad evil, we're going to now all of a sudden get all fuzzy-wuzzy with every other smaller evil? No. That's a trick of Shaitan itself, right? That's a trick of Shaitan itself. So, rabbit, there's a wolf over there. So let's go be friends with the fox and the dogs. If saved from the wolf, then you'll be in by those things too. The more you are morally inclined to make decisions, you end up not supporting any of these. And that actually is the tradition of the scholars from way back. From way back, they wouldn't even sit at the tables with these people. I believe it was Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal who asked his khadim to go get some food. And he went and he ended up getting some bread. And he said, like, where did you get this bread from? And he said, oh, the governor, he gifted it to me. Something like that, right? Governor gifted this bread. So he said, no, get rid of it. We're not eating this. So after he came back, he said, what did you do with that bread? He said, no one would take it because they knew that you rejected it. So no one else with the poor wouldn't even say, oh, Ahmed ibn Hanbal won't eat that bread. I'm not eating that bread. So then he said, well, then what did you? He said, I just threw it in the river for the fish to eat. Imam Ahmed then said, go and inquire from the fishermen the average lifespan of a fish. He said, it's 7 years. He said, all right, don't cook fish for 7 years here. So I don't know if that's like what is the rank of that story, but subhanAllah al-Azim. They had such a wara. And the Prophet told us the book and the Sultan would separate, would split. Now, there needs to be, I'm telling you, I've said this before, a political class. You don't go to them for fatwa. You don't call them sheikh or imam. But like Sami Hamdi, he's like a political, he is the leader of the political class. No one's going to go to them, yeah, Sheikh Sami, how do I pray traveler's prayer? Or my wife just got divorced. Blah, blah, blah. You don't go with those things to him. He's free to give, to talk politically and say, guys, this is what's best for our community. without this such scrupulousness is being expected from him. That's what we need. And those people should talk about and say, and they shouldn't be connected to, as to Masajid, as, you know, officially. So they could say, guys, I'm looking at it. The best chess move we can make is vote for this guy, right? And then, and they go around telling us, all right, this is what's happening. With this candidate, we're having a meeting with him. And the meetings with candidates should not happen with imams of Masajid who don't even read the newspapers, right? And they're just so happy that someone's being nice to them. It's a joke. Wallahi al-Azim, it's a joke, right? I saw Cory Booker come to the masjid locally and people jumping up and down and telling him, you got our vote for president. We didn't even negotiate anything, right? It's like walking straight onto the to a used car dealership and telling the guy, I'm buying today. You don't do that. I remember when I was young, the first time I was buying a car, and I liked the car, and I said to my, oh, I love this one, right? She said, you keep your mouth closed, right? Pretend you hate it, right? How are we going to negotiate when you already played your cards? Now, let's read a criticism. It absolutely is better to stay home and not vote rather than have to stand before Allah on the Day of Judgment and say you threw your weight behind an apologist for the rape, murder of thousands of Muslims. Jill Stein is a liar who is now pretending she never supported Bashar al-Assad. Pretending is not an acceptable repentance. She needs to come clean and apologize, primarily to the Syrian people for supporting the massacre of 200,000 of their people. It's a valid opinion to me. Is anyone going to disagree with this? Basically, you got two options in life. Deal with the scenario as it is or refuse to deal with it on principle. I think for sure one is safer for your akhirah. No doubt about that. At the personal level. But if everyone were to do that, you sort of sense that we would have problems at a communal level, which may lead to a worse situation for the individuals. You see how it's like paradoxical? So ultimately, this is a debate. Maybe we can have Shibli Zaman on. Maybe we can have somebody on and we can discuss both sides.
If enough Muslims vote for the Green Party and give them 5% of the vote, and therefore they get federal and state money, you know, and that shows that, okay, the Muslims got you there, right? So the Muslims hurt you. I mean, the Democrats are going around and challenging the Green Party in a lot of states to keep them off the ballot so that this doesn't happen. So that would show that we have the numbers to vote as a bloc, because unless you vote as a bloc, it doesn't really matter.
That's what Sami Hamdi said, right?
Yes.
In that clip, everyone said, you got to watch this live stream.
Yes.
I hadn't had a chance to watch it, but he basically says that.
That's what he's been saying, yeah.
A, you have to vote as a bloc. B, well, firstly, he's taken the trajectory that you have to actually be part of, you have to work with the system and choose what is the lesser, or strategically move your way up. Shibli Zaman's point, and many others say that, know what? Nothing at all. We're not even touching it. You're all corrupt. I'm telling you, the problem with that is, number one, it actually may strengthen your enemies, and it may actually create a worse future for your next generation.
Sometimes